When it comes to my writing, I believe there is one word that is more important than any other word I ever put in any of my blog posts. And that word is you. Remember in the earlier module when I talked about the fact that you don't want to make your blog your personal journal? You don't want to make it all about you. Almost always, particularly if you're doing anything like how-to advice, or it's something that is really geared towards driving the reader in a certain direction, you want to use the word you. Now, one thing that I notice when it comes to people who are very focused on themselves is they tend to use the word I a lot. You want to avoid using the word I much more than you use the word you. So next time you write a blog post, go back through and look at the ratio to which you use the word I and you use the word you. And I always go back when I'm doing editing on my post and I try to make sure that it's really you focused. Especially in something where I do, where I'm in self-development, I want to make sure that people are getting messages that are going to help them change their lives. And when you're talking to people with that style of content, with many styles of sort of how-to content, you want to talk to them. So you'll say things like, I know what you're thinking. I know how you're feeling right now. You might be in position X. You want to do this. You think about Y. So you always want to make sure that you're using the word you as much as possible. Now, this is my style. This is a style that I have learned from many other successful bloggers that have come before me, and it's just a style that you're gonna wanna emulate. Now, what I always tell people is that in the future, if you wanna learn how to write different types of stuff, more personal narratives, more stuffs where you're meandering through and kind of telling your own stories, you can definitely do that. I do that myself, but it was first learning how to write with this you perspective that gave me the ability to write about myself in an entertaining way. Because I understood that while I was telling a story about my life, it was something that was going to connect with the reader. It was something that they would want to get from it. And it's really hard to get that perspective as an aspiring writer because you're not going to do it the right way. You're going to do that personal narrative in a way that is very self-serving. So to get you out of that habit, we're going to use this very blunt instrument of the word you. And the more you get used to using that in your writing, it's going to help you become a more empathetic writer. It's going to keep you from being self-indulgent. It's going to keep you from being self-centered. And then when you move forward, you're going to be able to write more narrative-like stories and articles while being able to keep the reader in focus. So, in the description or in the download section of this lesson, I'm going to include a sample of an article that I wrote, and it's going to highlight the number of times I use the word you. Now, look through that and read those highlighted sections. Read the whole post, but read the highlighted sections to see how I'm using the word you to get into the mind of the reader, to relate to the reader, to help the reader solve their problems. So, look through that and then when you're going back through and you're working on the new post that you're going to be putting together, keep this lesson in mind when you're sitting down to write.